We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses, people that were once in your shoes. Our TSBC alumni, speakers, and friends will shed light on growth strategies, resources, and inspiration to help you scale your creative business. Hey guys, I'm Katie Hunt, the founder of Trade Show Bootcamp, and welcome to Proof to Product. Today, I had the pleasure of sitting down with Brittany Lynn, a PR and online marketing strategist who works with online entrepreneurs worldwide. She's also the host of Day in the Life podcast. Brittany has nearly 10 years of experience working in the online marketing industry and has a passion for helping others grow their reach, their revenue, and impact through strategic PR. On today's episode of Proof to Product, we talked about the importance of building a brand story, how to find the right media opportunities for you, and strategies for gaining visibility for your brand. Hey, Brittany, thanks so much for joining me today.
I am so excited to be here. Thanks for asking me to be on.
It's my pleasure to have you. I'm really excited for all the amazing nuggets of information you're about to share with our audience here. So thank you.
Yay.
So let's start at the beginning and tell us, what type of work do you do and how are you working with creative entrepreneurs? So tell us about your agency and how you help people.
So I do PR for primarily online entrepreneurs, and about half of them are product-based business owners like your listeners, and the other half offer services. So we kind of offer a wide variety of services, and we do everything under the PR umbrella. So that means pitching people to podcasts for interviews, pitching products to be mentioned in print magazines or article roundups, to be quoted in articles and features online and in print. Some people want to be pitched for local TV opportunities, just everything under PR, influencer marketing, helping with that. Yeah, all of that. And so I work with Katie.
Yes, you do.
And I do PR for Katie, and she has introduced me to so many amazing people in the product-based community. So yeah, that's what I do for PR. And
yeah, it's been really fun to see your growth. How long have we been working together now? I was trying to think back.
We've been together like a year and a half, which it feels like forever. It feels longer than that, but it also feels shorter. So it's weird.
It does. But you came onto my team at a very pivotal time and were instrumental in helping me to gain visibility when I was cutting back and transitioning away from speaking opportunities. I was doing a lot of speaking at other people's conferences, and you enabled me to, you know, talk to a lot more people through not only this podcast and helping with that whole process, but also pitching me to other podcasts, print publications, online publications. It's been really great. So thank you for all that you've done to help me and the rest of our bootcamp community and our team.
Yeah, well, I feel so fortunate because you were really my first PR client when I started my business. I've graduated with a PR degree, and I've always worked in online marketing and social media of that sort. But yeah, whenever we were introduced and you were like, well, I want to be pitched a podcast, I was like, this sounds like a dream job, of course. And then it just kind of took off.
Yeah, it's been really fun. It's been fun to see you grow with your agency model, and obviously you've done a lot to help me, so I appreciate that. But so you mentioned you had previous marketing jobs and PR jobs. How did you get into this? Walk us through your career history and then how you branched out on your own.
Sure. So I graduated with a PR degree, and my corporate jobs that I had right out of college, my 9-to-5s were kind of typical. I always worked in-house at a company, which for people that aren't maybe like familiar with that term, there are like PR agencies where they work with a lot of different clients, kind of like what I'm doing right now. Mm-hmm. And then there are, you know, marketing teams within the house for different companies. So the times in my corporate job, I was in-house. So I worked at a recruitment company, and I also worked at a university, and I was the PR marketing person on the team. Wow. And I did everything. I started with social media, and that was when like social media started to really become a thing for businesses. Like I remember way back when like Facebook only had like the sidebar, like small ads.
Yep.
So it's just been interesting like growing in that career, because it's just like this job, like what I do right now, like it just didn't really exist when I graduated. Like I didn't take many classes on like social media or anything like that.
Right.
And so when I started my business about 2.5 years ago, I was literally doing like anything marketing wise anyone would ask me, because it's like that's just what you do in the beginning. You just
true,
do whatever.
It's true.
Because I was just figuring out like what I wanted to do and who I wanted to work with. And, you know, you just have to kind of dive in and figure that out. You have to try first. And then it was about a year in and we were introduced, and I'd worked with one other person before kind of dipping my toes into podcast pitching, and that's how we kind of got introduced. And then people – it became really popular, and people were like, oh, you pitch people to podcasts, or you know, pitch for these different online opportunities. Can you do it for me? So I really kind of just grew organically through word of mouth referrals. Mm-hmm. And I think why I've had so much success is because – there wasn't really someone that's offering this service for this particular community of creative entrepreneurs, online entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Because PR, it's normally, you know, there's a big agency or firm and you're paying, you know, $10,000 a month to get these types of services. And a lot of times you're not getting as much ROI, because if you're a smaller, you know, fish in the pond, you know, the PR firm, they're gonna focus more on a brand like Coca-Cola that's bringing them in millions of dollars,
right,
versus, you know, your smaller business, which is very, you know, that doesn't mean that, like, you know, your business isn't valuable, or like, you know, you're not like making great money from your business or anything like that. But whenever you're being compared to these huge brands that have unlimited funds, you know,
yeah,
the firms are just going to focus more on them. So that's kind of how it took off, and how I really didn't have to – I didn't really have to promote myself, because it was just kind of like word got around. And
well, when I found you, I was really excited to learn that there was somebody that specialized in this, that had a background in this, that knew my industry and mm-hmm. knew the types of people I was trying to reach. And to your point too, it wasn't, you know – I could hire you as a contractor with fewer hours. It wasn't this huge commitment. I feel like every other PR agency I'd ever spoken with, it was huge retainers and with
right.
like no real concrete – I shouldn't say no results, but like, you know, they wouldn't – they couldn't tell you what you were going to get from it. So whereas
right.
when I found you and we could have a flexible hiring arrangement that allowed us to grow our relationship as – we figured out what my goals were with the PR stuff and what you were interested in doing. I don't know. It just felt like it was a good fit from the start.
Yeah, and I feel like creative entrepreneurs specifically, I mean, it is a niche, and you do kind of have to understand the community and who's who in the world.
Yep.
And to know that community and to also have the background, you know, the background and knowledge of PR and press and how it kind of works. I think that's just why the business has grown so much, mm-hmm. and that is handy. And like you said, so about half the clients that I currently work with, they have worked with an agency in the past, mm-hmm. and it's just they felt like it wasn't a good use of money because they didn't really understand, you know, what the creative entrepreneur community was like.
Yeah.
So as someone that I can kind of grow with you as we grow together, it's kind of nice. I can be flexible with the hours. And I understand, as, you know, an entrepreneur myself, like sometimes you just want to like dip your toes in and like try something out. And especially with PR and getting press and being more visible, it can be intimidating for people.
Yeah.
So I think that people like that it's like we can start with like this little amount first. And yeah. then as we get more comfortable, we can grow.
Well, and it's also a learning curve for me as the client to understand, well, what do these different services mean? And how does this translate for my business? Does it hit the goals that I'm trying to achieve and all of that? Which I know we're going to talk about some of the goals later. But I would like to focus on talking to you about building a brand story around your business. First off, why is it important to hone in on your story and know what story you're telling when you're reaching out to press?
So I think this is the thing that most people are intimidated. The thing that they're most intimidated by is like, well, my business doesn't deserve press. Like, I don't have a story to tell. Like, I don't know how to tell the story. Like, you know, nobody will care. And that's just so not true. I feel like my ultimate purpose in life, or at least right now, is to really share that, you know, everyone has a story. And, you know, especially for creative entrepreneurs, you started your business for a specific reason. Like, you're probably not going into it being like, I want to make billions of dollars. Like, of course you want to, you know, increase revenue and, you know, all and grow and, you know, all those types of things. But deep down, for you to stick with it, like, you have to have a bigger purpose than that. And a lot of it has to do with the story behind your business.
Yes.
So being able to hone in on that, and it's not just, you know, I create this product to make customers happy. You know, it's really going back like throughout, you know, your life and mapping out the life experiences that you've had and how they changed you and how, you know, your past jobs have led you to what you currently do and, you know, the reason behind why you decided to create these particular products. Like, you probably saw a need in the market, otherwise you wouldn't have created these products in the first place.
Absolutely, or even a personal need that you couldn't find a
Yeah.
product to
Yeah.
match.
You were maybe looking for a product like this and you couldn't find it. And so that's why you just decided to create it yourself. So, you know, all of these things, and we can kind of go through specific questions that you can maybe ask yourself,
I'd love that, yeah.
if you're trying to figure out. But when I work with people, and you know, I have different types of offerings for people to work with me, because I know not everyone's able to work one-on-one with a PR person. But I really map out and have people write out, you know, what are the major life experiences that you've had throughout your life? How did they change you? So these can be things like, you know, graduating high school and going to college, and your college experience was really, you know, really changed your life, or maybe you studied abroad. This can be moving across the country, and that was a big transition. Or it could be something maybe not as positive, but like maybe there was, you know, someone that became very ill in your family, and that really, you know, changed your life in some sort of way. And then, you know, writing through all of these, you know, hardships, successes, the influential people in your life, you can kind of start piecing those things together, and you'll start to see, you know, the kind of the reason behind why you started your business. You know, obviously, if it's related to something in your own unique experience where it's like you saw this, you didn't see a product out there that was like this, so you decided to create it. You know, what led you to that moment? What led you to start the business? Were you listening to a podcast and then you got an idea for something? Or have you followed, you know, so and so and that inspired you to start your business? But I think, you know, the reason why you want to do this and why it's so important is humans relate more to stories than they do to a sales pitch
So
or, you
true.
know, an advertisement. And even just think about yourself and think about the brands and businesses and people and influencers that make an impact in your life. You probably don't buy their products necessarily just because like this is the product. You know, there are tons of different types of products. There's a ton of different types of stationery out there. Why do you buy from this particular person? Maybe you really resonated with their story and their background. Maybe you follow them on Instagram stories and you love seeing, you know, the background of their life and it really resonates you. So if you approach PR from that perspective of, you know, you're not, of course, the point of doing it is to get more exposure, grow your audience, which is going to lead to more sales, et cetera. But humans like to hear the story piece. That's why, you know, podcasts that are storytelling pieces like This American Life, that's why those types of podcasts are so popular, is because
Absolutely.
that's what people like. People don't like to be sold to, even though you're technically selling to them. And really, you know, strong stories and knowing who you are, who you serve, how your product stands out from your competitors, that's gonna catch, you know, a journalist's eye or a podcast host or, you know, whatever type of press you're trying to get. It's all the same mechanics. But, you know, being able to stand out from your competitors and, you know, other people in your industry, you know, your story is unique to you. That's the best part of it, is because nobody can take that away from you. No one can take your own personal experiences because they're your personal experiences. So that's what's going to catch people's eye. And that's what's going to get, you know, a journalist or a podcast host or whoever it is to say yes to interview you. And if you don't know those things about yourself and you don't know those things about your business, you can't think that, you know, a journalist or a podcast host or whoever it is going to get those things out of you if you don't even know it. You know what I mean?
As I'm sitting here listening to you, I just recently did an interview with Caroline from Paloma's Nest, and we talked about brand story a little bit there from her perspective, how they developed their brand story. And this brand story, we're talking about it in a marketing context right now, but I would also argue that it plays into the mission, the values, the core values, and the business decisions that you're making in other aspects of your business too, you know, in the products that you develop, in the people you have on your team, all of these things. And so, again, right now we're talking about it from a marketing standpoint and how to leverage this story. But I just want to reiterate here that this story, this focus that you're placing on why you started this business in the first place and why you create the products or services that you do, it does filter into everything else you're doing in your business.
Oh, absolutely. And that's something that I really, whenever I start working with any new client, and even throughout our time working together, I'm always checking in and making sure that what we're doing from a PR perspective is in line with what your business's goals and mission is, because I don't want to do anything. You know, we could pitch anyone and everyone, but if it's not going to help you and your business's goals move forward, like, what's the point?
Totally. I feel the same way with my coaching clients. I think it's really important to get to the end goal. What are we trying to achieve here? Because otherwise, we're just shooting fish in a barrel, right?
Right.
Like, what's the point? So anyhow, continue on. Once we have this story though, like, how can we be leveraging it in our marketing? You mentioned pitching the press, you mentioned pitching for podcasts, but I also feel like it can translate into our social media, into the emails we send. Talk a little bit about how we can be leveraging this.
Yeah. You know, doing these exercises, answering these questions, really digging deep and spending time doing these things, it's not just for PR. Like you said, it's how you show up on social media. It's how you show up in your email newsletters. It's how you show up, you know, to a trade show that you're doing. It's the entire embodiment of your brand. So it's not just a wasted effort of like, oh, just doing PR. It's for the whole, it's for all of your marketing needs.
Yeah, the bigger picture strategy.
The whole bigger picture, exactly. So, you know, doing this and how it all ties together, once you hone in on all of these questions and answer all these things and really figure out, you know, who my ideal audience is, where do they hang out, what do they listen to, where do they spend time online, then you can start figuring out the places that it makes the most sense for you to go after, because that's where your ideal audience reads and listens to. And it's the same thing with social media. Like, if they're listening to their podcast or reading their publication, they're probably following them on Instagram, or they might be signed up for their email newsletter. So, you know, following these different types of publications, following these different types of podcasts, and really getting a feel for how they speak to their audience will help you figure out how you can pitch yourself, or, you know, work with someone like me to be able to pitch these things for you. Mm-hmm. And I do want to say that I think a lot of people, probably the number one misconception that I see is that people assume that all of these brands and businesses that have gotten press mentions, it's all just happened to them. Mm-hmm. And of course that happened. People get lucky. They land, you know, in Oprah's Favorite Things and they blow up, and it's, you know, they have the one press mention and it totally transformed their business. This does happen, but it is not, it's not the most common thing to happen. Yeah. Most
it's the exception,
times,
not the rule.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So most times when people are getting press, companies, brands, whoever it is, they're going after it, or they have an agency behind them that's helping them go after it.
Right.
Most times it's not just like you're found and then you're written up everywhere. You have to continuously go after these things. And I mean, a great example is, you know, how we've worked together. And, you know, have you been approached by a podcast to be a guest without us pitching? Of course. Mm-hmm. But most of them, we've went after ourselves. You know, we were strategic about going after it. and to pitch you and to get it. So I think that's a big misconception that, you know, people are like, well, someone will just find me. And it's like, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
In
most
cases.
No, I agree with you. I do think we need to be proactive. And I also think I want to encourage people listening that if you are doing your own PR, reach a little too. I did a post in our Facebook group recently, our Proof to Product Facebook group, and I reminded people, like, ask for what you really want and and don't be afraid of hearing no, because that's the worst you're going to hear, right?
And I think a lot of people – so one, like, we get no's. Like,
of course.
Every client I work with, myself, like, everybody gets no's. So don't be thinking that, like, everything that we pitch, we get a yes for. But most times it's a no, not right now. Yes. I've never had an experience where anyone has ever replied to me and said, oh, my God, no, I can't believe you would pitch me this idea. This was stupid. Yeah. Never. You know, a lot of times it's, you know, no, our editorial calendar is full right now, or we're booked for guests, or, you know, we don't have a spot for this in this feature, but maybe this next one. And yeah, you can absolutely do this on your own. People can, you can pitch yourself. I think I just help make it a little easier, and I kind of,
you do.
I
you
take it
on
your hands. And, you know, as a small business, you know, you have, like, the business to run, like, you don't have all the time in the world to do PR. So I can understand how it can be, you know, time constrained. But if you want to do it yourself, you totally can. I mean, you can do it for as little as 5 hours a month and just setting aside time. There's some, you know, different things that you can kind of set up to make it go quicker. But yeah, you can totally do it yourself.
But for those that, or maybe they're not ready to hire somebody like yourself, what is that first step that they should take to gain, if they want to gain more visibility for their brand and products or services?
The first step is, you know, really honing in on that story. So one, you know, what inspired you to start your business? How did you talk, whenever you were talking about it to your friends and family, like, how did you talk about it? What were you most excited about? What inspired you to start? Was it your own personal experience with something? Did somebody else inspire you to do it? You know, how did that all start? Then you want to really identify, like I said earlier, you know, your audience. I'm assuming you, like, the most listeners have an idea of who their audience is and who the types of people that they're trying to attract, their personality, but really hone in on what do they follow? Like, what brand, what other brands do they follow? What podcasts do they listen to? If they listen to podcasts, maybe they don't listen to podcasts.
Right, right.
You know, what type of music do they listen to? What stores do they go to? What are their demographics? Do they live in a certain area? You know, answering all those types of questions, that's going to help you figure out what types of media that they listen to and pay attention to and watch and read. And that will narrow it down so you can start identifying the exact places to start pitching yourself. And we can go into, you know, an example of...
Yeah, would you walk us through an example of somebody you've helped?
And... Yeah. Yeah. So I work with Meg from Bell & Union. She was a podcast guest.
Yes, she was.
on this podcast. She's amazing. And, you know, recently we... So her brand, if you're not familiar with her, her story is really tied to... Her husband was in the military, and they really – they keep all of their products. They're 100% U.S. made, which is very difficult these days. And she basically had to put together her own supply chain.
Yes, she did.
System. And I think she talked about that on the episode.
She did, yeah.
But – so, you know, that was really important to her as a way to kind of give back to – veterans and people that serve our country, is to keep everything in America, and, you know, it's 100% American made. So that's obviously a very unique angle that's not common these days to do. So there was a small print magazine called Legacy Magazine, and they are really focused on telling military-related stories of featuring different families and businesses that are related to the military in some sort of way. So... Mm-hmm. Because her business is so tied to that, and it's a big part, it is her story.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of the reason behind why she created her business, that was an exact you know, we couldn't have thought, we couldn't have created a more perfect magazine to pitch for her.
Mm-hmm.
But if we, you know, if we didn't have all these, like, the story pieces, and we didn't have all this kind of outlined in the beginning, we maybe wouldn't have picked this magazine, or we wouldn't have found it, because we wouldn't have been searching for something like that.
Yeah, great point.
So we went after a story. We pitched them on a story idea about featuring Meg and her shop and, the whole story. And they were like, yes, this is perfect. We'd love to do this. You know, can you write something up? And, you know, we'll feature it in this upcoming issue. So
that's awesome.
It hasn't come out yet, but I'll be sure to let everybody know when it does.
Yes, please do.
But I felt like that was a really good example for what we're talking about with the storytelling piece of, you know, if you don't have that honed in, that's really the first step that you need to do first. Because, like, would it be great to get her products featured in, you know, O Magazine or something like that? Of course it would. Like, I would not turn that down. And we're,
of course,
you know, we shoot for the stars here. So, but this is so targeted. This is mm-hmm. exactly her target audience. And it's really going to, you know, give an example of her story and get her story out there to the exact people that we want to.
Yeah.
So this is as big of a win as if, you know, we got a product featured in a different type of magazine, and it could really lead to some results of sales and, yep. you know, increasing her audience. So that's really the first step.
That's a great example. I love that, one, it drove back to story, and two, it drove back to knowing her audience and knowing, you know, who was the best fit. And I will reiterate what you just said, that, you know, we do shoot for the stars, and it's important that you do ask for things that feel out of reach. But at the same time, some of the more smaller tailor things will yield the biggest results. It'll
100%.
Bring you the most, you know, eyeballs on what you're doing. It'll drive the most sales in your online shop. It'll, you know, perhaps lead to other opportunities, speaking or, you know, collaborations or whatever it may be. So, yeah, I just think it's important to keep your eyes open and be flexible and open to opportunities as they come.
Yeah, definitely. We have, you know, for each of my clients, we have like reach goals of like, you know, what this year would be like the one dream mention that you would love to get. But we also have a mix of, you know, I guess for a lack of a better phrase, like, you know, easier, you know, more attainable press that we can get. So, yeah, I think, and especially if you're just getting started, you know, start small. Like, you don't have to be pitching yourself to Southern Living Magazine or something like that. Like, you can start smaller and build your way up.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Brittany, tell us what's next for you with your business and your agency and what you've got going on the rest of the year.
Really just making sure my current clients are taken care of. I've really, like, it's just crazy how much my business has grown in the last, you know, year and a half. So I really try to be intentional about the people that I try to bring on, because it's only me and a small team. It's now more than just me, which is nice.
Yes.
But I still want to be very intentional about the people that I work with and, you know, just making sure I'm growing in the best way possible. So, yeah, most people work with me through monthly retainer services, because it's just PR is kind of an ongoing thing, and it is the long game. I didn't mention that earlier, but like
we should mention that before we said
it's the long game. So, you know, if you're not committed to really, you know, doing it and seeing it through, you know, maybe you're not quite ready to start.
Well,
PR
when we talk about the long game, you know, somebody may pitch something for you today. Brittany may pitch something for me today, and it may not come to fruition for several months, whether that's when it comes out in print publication. Also, the same is true for anyone watching like holiday guides and things like that. That whole mm-hmm. process starts way early. And so to her point, it's just important to know what the expectations are, that it's not an overnight thing. And it
takes some time. You know, just for quick examples, like, you know, print magazines for holiday stuff, we're recording this in June right now. They're doing stuff for holiday stuff. Like, they're in holiday mode June and July.
Yep.
So for print. And, you know, pitching yourself to podcasts, usually those are like 3-ish months out from like when you record to when it goes live.
Yep.
That's give or take. But, you know, stuff for you, like, there have been people that we've tried to get on the podcast, and it's taken us like 7 or 8 months. And I was like, it's determined. True. And I will say also, follow up. I know we're like totally in the part where I'm supposed to be talking about my business or whatever, but I just keep thinking of things. Follow up. Please, please follow up, because about 40% of the places that I get clients featured, whether it's a podcast or a print magazine or, you know, whatever it is, 40% are because I just followed up.
Yep.
And we would have missed out on so many opportunities if I never would have followed up.
Oh my gosh. Follow up is so critical on so many levels, for sales, for PR, for all of it. Yes.
So, absolutely. So important. I think people feel like they're like, you send the email and then you don't get a reply and you're like, oh, they hated it. Or it's like, no, sometimes it's just like they're on vacation or like they accidentally deleted it or like, who knows?
People worry about being too pushy too. They worry about sounding too salesy. They worry about following up too much. And all of those are like real fears, and I'm not trying to dismiss anyone. But at the same time, I rarely hear that, you know, if people were to follow up with me, I'd be grateful, because sometimes things just fall through the cracks. And I know that totally. I've talked to a ton of buyers that feel the same way. So we need to shift our frame of mind that we're not being a burden on somebody else when we follow up. We're just trying to help them get things.
Right. Need. Almost everyone that I follow up with, they're like, oh, thank you so much for following up. Like,
yeah,
I mean, exactly. They're grateful. And yeah, just be a nice, like, normal human being about it. And yes, you'll be fine. Like, just, you know, think reasonably about it and you won't be too pushy.
Absolutely. Well, where can people find you online if they want to learn more about your services and your, you know, how you help people?
BrittanyLLynn.com is my website. And that's really where all my socials are. BrittanyLLynn on Instagram, Twitter, excellent, Facebook.
We will be sure to link that in our show notes. Thank you so much, Brittany, for joining us. It was really fun today.
Thank you so much.
Hey friends, are you preparing for trade show season and having a tough time dealing with all the details? Well, I have a new free on-demand workshop that will help you maximize your trade show investment and keep wholesale orders coming in long after your trade show ends. If you're interested in joining me for this free masterclass, head on over to theboothblueprint.com to sign up. Again, that's theboothblueprint.com. I look forward to having you. Proof to Product is brought to you by Trade Show Bootcamp and hosted by me, Katie Hunt. Since 2011, TSPC has worked with hundreds of product-based businesses to help them uplevel, scale, and build profitable, sustainable companies. You can find our show notes and additional resources at prooftoproduct.com. And if you like what you heard today, please head over to Apple Podcasts to leave a 5-star review and subscribe. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week with a new episode.